The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio, and a very, very pleasant holiday for you today. The sun is shining. It's all good. And I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're going to give you some information about where your health care dollars go. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. And a lot of times when we talk about things on this program, what I wonder about is who's being held accountable?
I have to say, I don't know with the subject that we are going to be covering today. I don't know that there's anybody being held accountable. Possibly the chief financial officers of the mainstream pharmaceutical companies.
Because I'll tell you why. What we're going to talk about is just the health of the world in general and how it compares to the United States, and then how much it costs for all that. So if you recall, a couple of months ago, we spoke about how the different countries rank in the world as far as life expectancy. And at the top of the list is Japan. They rank number one. And what was interesting, if you, for men and women total, but if you broke it down by gender, they rank number one for women, but number six for men.
Interesting.
So if you remember when I spoke about this, I said, well, then who's number one for men? And it's San Marino.
Right.
And now you get your little geography lesson here. San Marino is a little country inside of Italy. So they rank number one for men and number 11 for women. But let's stick with...
And I was thinking about going there, but it's number 11 for women. Oh.
So let's see. If you're interested in Japan is one, you might like Spain better. And Andorra,
I might,
and
yes.
Andorra, I believe, is near Spain.
Yes.
And then you have Singapore number four, Switzerland number four, Australia number four, and
I can go to Monaco. I can go to France. I can go
you
to the Republic of Korea.
Yeah. Monaco is nice, ranking number four for women. But the point is, why are all those countries? Let's just look at other countries that we may have more in common with. United Kingdom, England. They rank 25th for women. And 16 for men. It's interesting. And we got to go further down the list to the United States. They rank 36th in the world for women. And this is in life expectancy. In other words, 35 countries are ahead of the United States in life expectancy for women. And they rank for men 39th in the world.
I guess I can go to San Marino. I'd be ahead of the game comparing San Marino with the United States.
All right, but let's look at some of the countries we're familiar with that rank higher than the U.S. in life expectancy. Costa Rica, England, of course, the Netherlands, Ireland, Germany, Portugal, Finland, Greece, Austria, Sweden, Norway. Shouldn't we be ashamed?
We should.
Canada, way ahead of us. Israel, ahead of us.
So we're in the category of, like Canada, 11th in the world compared to the United States, 36th in the world, Switzerland, 4th in the world, Italy, 4th in the world. Very, very interesting comparisons. A very eye-opening situation here.
And now to add insult to injury.
Oh, gee.
And these are 2010 statistics, and it's even higher now, that on a per capita basis, the United States, in order to rank 36th in the world, is spending a little over $8,000. That was in 2010, and now it's close to $10,000 a person per year. And what do we have for that? If you look at the average in the European Union, they're spending about $3,200 a year, and they're living longer. Norway spends about $5,000 a year.
How much is the United States spending now?
Close to $10,000 a year. But these are 2012 statistics, so they were a little over $8,000 a year. Now, if you go to Japan, Japan is spending $3,000 a
year. Okay, so they're number one for female longevity, number six for male longevity. Average life expectancy for females, 84, and they're spending a fraction of what the United States is spending per capita.
And here's another interesting number. As a percentage of GDP, gross domestic product, in other words, all the revenue that the, you know, the country creates, 20%, almost 20% of it, $1 out of every $5 is going towards health care.
$1 out of every $5 created in revenue is going toward health care. That's astonishing. That, to me, doesn't seem like it is a supportable figure. So you think about this can only grow per the amount of money spent. But this can only grow because we are not doing anything to support health. We are just treating illness, treating symptoms, doing procedures.
And in Japan, we mentioned $1 out of every five. It's $1 out of every 10, or 50 cents out of every
$5
being spent on health care, and they're living longer. That's the point. It's not like we're getting something for our money. Something is missing in this equation.
Okay, and the other thing to factor into this, aren't there per capita in Japan many more smokers? And that would create a problem, I would think, for their healthcare system and certainly for their longevity, but it doesn't seem to be so.
Well, I'm not sure what I think. The one thing that may differentiate the United States from those other countries living longer may be the stress that the people have in their lives, but I'm not sure. That's a big unmeasurable.
As a nutritionist with the microphone, I'm going to say it's the way they eat compared to the way
that too
citizens eat in the United States.
Well, if you go, you know, most of those countries that rank way ahead of the United States are in the Europe. You know, I'm talking about Spain, Andorra, Switzerland, Italy, San Marino, France, Monaco. And that's just the top of the list. There are a bunch more ahead of the United States. When you visit those countries, you know, their eating habits are different. They go to the market, get fresh food on a daily basis or every other day. They don't believe in buying food that they store in a cupboard that lasts for weeks or months.
Okay, I remember with that life extension book, Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw, they were actually putting in writing that using the preservatives that you found in many foods ultimately would preserve the lifespan of your cells and be supportive of your total life expectancy.
Well, it's true. It is preserving us, but not how you think. It's after you're buried, they're finding that the decomposition of the body takes a lot longer because of all the preservatives in your body.
After you're buried.
Right. Now, I want to break down how that close to $10,000 per person per year is being spent in this country. And it's interesting, the order is the same in all these countries that spend half as much. So number one on the list of expenditures is hospitals and nursing homes. That's where the bulk of that money is being spent. About, 3,000 out of the 8,000. Then you have close to about the same amount is spent on ambulatory health care. I would assume that covers going to physicians. And then you have pharmaceuticals, and then public health and administration, a small amount. And it's the same in most countries, the order, but the amount is a lot less. For example, in Japan, where we spend about $3,000 per person per year, they spend about $1,500, about half as much per person per year for hospitals. And remember, now I just have to remind everybody, remember, Japan has the longest life expectancy among most industrial countries. So they're spending half as much on hospitals. They're spending about almost a quarter as much on ambulatory health care. They're not running to the doctor as much, apparently. And they're spending a lot less also, about half as much on drugs. And a much smaller amount, almost an eighth as much on administrative costs.
Wow.
So much more efficient system there. You could make an argument, if they weren't living as long as they were, that, they're spending less and they're not living as long, but they're spending less and they're living longer. And, we'll have an explanation for all this, but here's a comparison, too. When you look at the number of MRI units, in this country we have 31.6 per million, and the average... when they average the countries in the European Union, they have about 12.5 per million.
Astonishing. So about a third almost. Yeah.
And then as far as MRI exams, we do about 97 per 1,000 population, and they do 46 per 1,000.
Okay, so half.
CT scanners, we have about 40 per million, and they have 22 per million. CT exams, we do 265 per 1,000. They do 123. Tonsillectomies, it's interesting now. We do 254. They do 130 per 100,000.
It's very interesting because over time, tonsillectomies have been a focus of disagreement, whether that is the appropriate approach.
And here's a number that'll back up what we've been saying over the years. And those are the statistics associated with coronary bypass. And we'll get to that when we come back after this.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're going to find out where your health care dollars are going, and we're going to find out how efficiently those dollars are being spent. Dr. Slavin?
And Janet, we started off today's program reminding everybody that we rank 36th in the world in the category of life expectancy.
Now, I'm going to jump in here, Dr. Slavin, and say, this is life expectancy, but I'm going to say, from my observation, the last 5 years of life might not be the most functional.
That would be true. I mean, but I think that may be true in every country. I'm not sure. The trouble is, when you reach that that point, I think we're... The other countries are reaching it at a much later age. We're reaching it at a younger age and keeping people alive, but the quality of their life is not good. So the United States ranks 36th in life expectancies. Japan ranks number one. And the comment was that we're spending about $10,000 a year per person for healthcare in this country, and countries like Japan spend about half as much, $5,000 a year per person, and yet they're living longer, and not just so there shouldn't be any confusion here. It's not that they're living a little bit longer; they're living a lot longer. And I want to see if I can find that number again.
Well, in Japan, I'm remembering the overall, combining the statistics with regard to male and female longevity, it was 84. And,
right. Well, okay. So life expectancy in Japan is 84.
That's general. But for women, it's 87. For men, it's 80.
Okay.
That's a pretty significant discrepancy.
And in the United States, it's 79. For women, no.
No, 79 for overall, 81 for women, 76 for men. So about a five-year difference there, where in Japan, maybe I'll have to go to Japan. There's a seven-year difference, female life expectancy.
All right, and then we were talking about how we spend our money. We're spending more on MRIs, on CT scans. Tonsillectomies, we do more than twice as many per 100,000 population. And then we left off with coronary artery bypass operations. And by the way, the group we're talking about, OECD average, and that stands for...
The Office of Economic Development and Cooperation.
Cooperation and Development. An international economic group comprised of 34 member nations. So they're spending half as much. But the point I want to go back to now is on bypass operations. We do about 79 per 100,000. They do about 47 per 100,000. And they're all living longer. So does that point to the fact that bypass is not extending lives? Now, in individual cases, it probably makes a tremendous difference. But in the majority of cases, it may not be making a difference because they're not focusing on where the real problems are.
Okay, how about the concept that aftercare for coronary bypass in the United States doesn't focus very much on an holistic approach, certainly like dietary change, exercise change, lifestyle change, and things like meditation, very stress-relieving approaches, whereas possibly in the other countries, there is a little more attention paid to aftercare.
And here's another interesting statistic. Knee replacements, the U.S. does 226 per 100,000, and in that group of countries we were talking about, they do 121 per 100,000.
Now, that's an area where I might have a little bit of a different opinion. When you do a knee replacement, it's a fairly sophisticated surgery, and it can make a stunning difference in the quality of somebody's life. By relieving pain and enhancing ambulation, you're doing a great deal to support an overall healthy individual.
And now I want to talk a little bit about cancer, because here's where statistics can be used to make yourself look good. So in the United States, they say the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is 89%, whereas in Japan, it's only 68%. But mind you, in this country, in the United States, it's 1 out of 8 women get breast cancer. In Japan, it's 1 out of 50, number one. Number two is you can increase the five-year survival rate without increasing survival. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Wait a minute. Say that again, Dr. Slavin.
You can increase the five-year survival rate, and I underscore rate, without increasing survival.
Okay. Do you want to explain that to me and our listeners?
Okay. And that's because if you diagnose the problem earlier on, or in other words, let's say the patient was due to die in the year 2020. And instead of diagnosing the problem in 2016, you diagnose it in 2014. You have a higher 5-year survival rate.
Okay.
But the person still died at the same time. And that's really what these numbers mean. You're getting earlier diagnoses.
Fun with statistics, the real picture here on Natural Doc Radio.
But even more importantly is the fact that the U.S. women suffer from breast cancer 1 out of 8, and Japan is 1 out of 50. But nobody talks about these differences. And again. Is the 5-year survival rate that important a number if Japan is living far longer than we are? You know they're manipulating the number. The one number you can't manipulate is how old you are when you die. That's a difficult number to manipulate, that type of number. You can start getting into ratios and rates, and that's when you can start manipulating the statistics. But if you take a raw piece of data like what age people die at, I don't think you can manipulate that. I'm sure they have figured out ways of doing that.
I'm going to throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into this discussion. How functional are these patients before they die? I think that that's a critically important aspect to know about. And the other thing that I have a question about, do these other countries have a viewpoint, as we have here in the United States, that we should retire at 65, that we should not expect to work beyond that age, and should we consider that so many of the retiring people that I see, their health begins to decline?
So what you're saying is retirement shortens your life instead of, if you keep working, you prolong your life. But I want to go back to the 5-year survival rate. They also had it for colorectal cancer, And in Japan, they had a 68% five-year survival rate, in the United States, 64%.
Don't the Japanese have much more in the way of diagnoses of GI disease?
Well, they have a higher incidence of gastric cancer. I think that's attributed to they're more smoked foods, is it?
That is one, and the pickled foods that they consume.
So now we're going down to, and this is, now if you remember, I want to remind everybody, last week we spent 3 days talking about insulin resistance, sugar and carbohydrate consumption. And I think this is a very important number, because I think this, what we're about to talk about now, probably relates most to longevity than any other factor. So,
what's that one?
And this is whether or not you're overweight.
Okay.
So I just want to look up where Greece ranks. Greece ranks 20th.
In life expectancy. Yeah. So.
And Greece ranks, believe it or not, number one in both girls and boys being overweight, but they're 20th. United States is next on the list with, we're 36, but 35, almost 36% of girls and 35% of boys between the ages of 5 and 17. This is not older people that naturally, I'm sure you see it yourself, that it seems as you get older, you tend to hold on to more weight and you're able to be skinnier. In other words, I've never seen the reverse. Well, I could say it's happened, but not often. Where you were heavy as a child and you became skinny as an adult. It's usually the other way around. You were skinny as a child and you put more weight on as you got older. So the United States, after Greece, ranks the highest in obesity in children between the ages of 5 and 17. And that may correlate a little bit, but then you have Italy that ranks pretty good on life expectancy. They're next on the list. But maybe if you look down at Japan, they're the lowest on the list, with only 14% of girls and 60% of boys being overweight. And maybe that plays into why their life expectancy is longer. The lowest incidence of obesity after Japan is France, and then Germany, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom. All these countries live longer than we do. So, you know, that may be a telltale sign.
So when you take a look at school-age children, what is one thing that has been reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced over the past 20 years?
Physical education?
Absolutely. So it certainly does make an impact on the overall health and well-being. So when you correlate obesity with a depressed immune function, a vulnerability to colds, viruses, and so on, things that just are stressful to your immune system. Very interesting to see how all of this plays out. And, you know, okay, the physical education has been reduced, and the carbohydrate and saturated fat content of the foods that are served to the children in schools, most likely you're seeing a pretty significant increase in those categories. Certainly not high quality vegetables, certainly not availability of those vegetables and fruits, nuts and seeds that would be so supportive of how our metabolisms are meant to work.
I was just looking at the obesity rates over the past 20 years. And Japan is the lowest, having only gone up from 2% to 4%, whereas in the United States...
Wait a minute. They've doubled their obesity
right.
rate.
Well, that's statistics. They've doubled it from 2%
to 4%. You thought I wasn't paying attention?
The United States went up from 23% to 36%. So obesity is a big problem in this country.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More on where your healthcare dollars are going.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about how medical care and those dollars spent on medical care translate to overall health and longevity. So it seems as though the information being provided to the citizens of the United States might not necessarily be supported by the dollars spent. So we're told to have vaccines. We're told to have annual exams. We're told to have a variety of different tests. But what do those tests point you to? They point you to heroic procedures. They point you to pharmaceuticals, and there are other choices, and we talk about those choices here.
Well, here's another area you mentioned, asthma and COPD. Compared to other countries that live longer than we do, we're hospitalizing more people for these conditions. 120 hospitalizations per 100,000 for asthma. And let's look at Canada with only 15 per 100,000 for asthma. And then you have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, 230 hospitalizations per 100,000 people. And in France, they're just doing 79 hospitalizations per 100,000. And there are a couple of factors here. One is you might say that the patients aren't being carefully watched by their primary care physicians to keep them out of the hospital, because the hospital just gives supportive care. So why can't you do that and keep the patients out of the hospital? But another factor might be is the malpractice situation in this country, where you don't want to delay hospitalization, so you don't want to take a chance. It's put the patient in the hospital, and if anything goes wrong, you did everything you could, as opposed to keeping them out. But the point is, you shouldn't even have to come to that decision if you're supervising patients adequately enough. So I think that the message here is the individual is not being told what they need to know in order to stay healthy.
I very much agree with that.
And like we do in this country with every problem, we throw money at it. And here's another example of throwing money at a problem and it's not making it go away. It's not making it any better, because it's not a lack of money that explains why we don't live longer than the rest of the world, even though we spend more money on health care. This is how we do things in this country.
So, perspective that I've had for a great number of years, Dr. Slavin, has to do with vitamin A and lung health. Keeping in mind that when I began working in this field, vitamin A, true vitamin A, retinol palmitate, was readily available in a one-a-day vitamin at the rate of 25,000 IUs. Now, if people take a look at their multivitamins, what they're going to see is possibly 5,000 IUs of vitamin A, and half of that is going to come from beta carotene, half of it from true vitamin A. So we have certainly understood the importance of vitamin D, and we now measure vitamin D on a regular basis. Vitamin D dramatically supporting immune function. So how many people do we see who are deficient in vitamin D and sometimes have to be taking high doses of vitamin D in order to support their immune system? And what, in my view, goes along with that with regard to the asthma and the COPD is vitamin A deficiency. It would be interesting to see how many individuals dealing with those two diagnoses are deficient in vitamin A.
And Janice, so you want to ask yourself the question, are things getting better? And here's a way of looking at that. If you were to look at the life expectancy of those born between the years 2010 and 2015, if you looked at those numbers, then the United States ranks 43rd. In other words, things aren't getting better. We rank 36th when you look at life expectancy based on people who were born, 70, 80 years ago. But if you look at them, the life expectancy born today, or 2010 through 2015, we rank 43rd, not 36th. So we're getting worse. The countries that rank the highest, again, you have Japan, Hong Kong makes the top of the list. You have Italy, Switzerland, Singapore, then you have Spain, Israel, France, Canada, New Zealand. So you have a lot of countries who are
dramatically ahead of the United States.
And they're all industrialized. They're all, first world. Again, if you go to the bottom of the list, should we be compared? Let's see who's right after us. Right after us, the United States, then you have Lebanon. You have the Czech Republic. I mean, you have certainly Mexico is after us now. Turkey is after us. Hungary. I don't know if we want to be compared to those countries. There's Thailand. They're after us. Saudi Arabia is after us.
Oh, bringing up Thailand, I have something for our listeners to look up. In Bangkok, Thailand, there is a clinic, and it's called the Bum Run Grod Clinic. And it's a high-rise building that houses every imaginable medical specialty, and the cost for those specialties generally run significantly under what a person's copay for insurance would be for that same treatment or care here in the United States. And the outcomes, the benefits, astonishing information about the Bum Run Grod Clinic in Bangkok, Thailand.
And, there are a lot of statistics published, a lot of tables published. And back in 2012, the USCIA published a life expectancy table where Monaco had the list in life expectancy averaging 89 years of age.
Dramatic information. Monaco, okay, so life expectancy at birth for females was 93. So very interesting information. Much higher overall life expectancy in Monaco than in Japan. But Japan's number two on the list.
Okay, we're 51 on the list. Average life expectancy, 78 years. For men, it's 75. For women, it's 80. So we're 51 on the list.
Right above Bahrain. So, above Bahrain, yeah. Cyprus, Panama, Chile, Cuba. Yeah.
But above us, you know, I mean, the European Union is above us. Finland is above us. Even the U.S. Virgin Islands are ranking higher than we do. And, of course, again, at the top of the list was Monaco and Japan. Of course, San Marino is right up there. That's that little country within Italy that ranked the highest in female life expectancy.
Okay, so fun with statistic manipulation. But this is the kind of information that people need to learn about. One of the things that you said earlier, Dr. Slavin, was our citizens are not necessarily getting the information they need to support their own longevity.
Well, what would you say is the average age of our listening audience? Or is it all demographics?
I'm going to say the average age would be 60.
Okay.
What
That's
do you
a good
think?
Age. It could be.
Okay.
It's too bad that younger people aren't listening. But there are
invincibility of the young.
Exactly. So, but where I'm going now is if you think back to your youth, maybe 50 years ago, how was healthcare practiced? The same as it is now. You get sick, take a drug.
Okay, but it wasn't take a drug for the rest of your life. It was here, take this drug, normalize the situation, and then possibly change this or possibly no sugar, cut out the sugar. That I do remember that as something that going back years and years was a recommendation.
Well, clearly 50 years ago that you didn't have as many drugs available as you have today. They've just expanded that model of, you know, take a drug for your symptom. And what do we have to show for it? We falling way behind in life expectancy. If you look at the reasons for hospitalization, we're hospitalizing far more people than other countries. We're clearly putting more people on drugs. We're not living longer, but we're spending the most money than any other country. So why isn't anybody taking a look and recommending changes?
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. through her remote counseling sessions. She works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are traveling the world today and seeing how dramatically different things are with regard to health care, health, and longevity around the world. Dr. Slavin?
And Janet, we started off today's program, you know, reminding people that we rank 36 in life expectancy, but we ranked, what did it go up to, about 43rd in life expectancy if you were born between 2010 and 2015. That means things aren't getting better, actually getting worse.
Well, we see in the news or media that this is the first generation born in the United States who are not expected to live as long as their parents.
And so we, you know, rank 36 in life expectancy, depending upon which table you look at. We could rank as high as 43rd or higher. But we spend the most money compared to any other country, twice as much money per person per year than all the other countries. And we don't have anything to show for it. In other words, you're spending money on hospitalizations. You're spending money on pharmaceuticals and outpatient care. So the message here is spending money doesn't solve the problem of keeping people healthy and helping them live longer. What would you say the solution to the problem is?
We want to spend our readily available dollars differently. And so an individual in charge of their life and health, I think, would make dramatically different decisions than are currently being made by our so-called healthcare institutions.
Well, the solution is that you can't
throw money around.
No, you can't give up your own responsibility and just lay it on the doctors and the healthcare system. If you want to live longer, it's up to you, because the healthcare system, despite all that money they're spending, doesn't work. It's not bringing us higher compared to the rest of the world.
So a system doesn't necessarily efficiently replace individual responsibility.
And I have to point again back at that chart where the countries that are living the longest have the lowest level of obesity compared to countries that are not living as long. So that's one area to look at. You got to look at what you're eating. Again, cut back on your carbohydrate consumption. Now, how would you compare, we'll say, the Mediterranean diet with the standard American diet?
Many more fresh foods, many more high quality foods, fresh fish, fresh vegetables, and I'm going to say most likely overall less intake of processed foods.
Now, all those countries that are living longer than we are have lower levels of obesity than we do, and Japan, living the longest, has by far the lowest level of obesity compared to the United States, which has the highest level of obesity. So, you know, one might jump to the conclusion that obesity plays a role in your life expectancy.
Okay,
is that jumping to conclusions, or is that
okay,
pretty
fair?
Okay, but
here's looking at some charts here, Dr. Slavin, and they were mentioning about longevity with regard to Monaco. And Monaco, unfortunately, those citizens are gaining weight, it looks, according to the obesity rates over the last 20 years. So
I don't see Monaco on the list.
Okay. It's Mexico. I'm sorry. Right. I'll put my glasses on.
So, I mean, that's just a word to the wise. How do we, you know, and the problem is, this obesity epidemic is starting in young people. You know,
they
live
for
17 years.
What are we feeding our kids in school? And they're coming to school with Lunchables. They're coming to school with a bagel. Probably a bagel, orange juice, not a good start to the day.
Japan, Italy, and France are at the bottom of the list with regards to obesity. The United States
at the top,
at the
of, the
top
list.
Of the list. You know, that's not good.
We're going to have to even expand the percentages of obese citizens because the United States is very much at the top of that list.
I think if you go to these other countries, I know in many of the European countries, the people are far more active than we are in this country, too. So activity levels must play a role, too. If you go to Amsterdam, everybody's riding a bicycle.
True. And walking.
And
hop. If they're not walking an entire distance, they're hopping on and off streetcars. So we also kind of lack that sensation of neighborhood. Now, I don't know whether it is the same in all of the states, but I'm going to say here in Florida seems to be a pretty transient place and might not necessarily have that cohesiveness that other areas might have.
Well, I think I'm just thinking back. I used to walk to school, elementary school. But then junior high school was far away. You had to take a bus. And then I think probably in a lot of areas, they're busing kids to elementary school, too. So they don't even get a chance to walk to elementary school.
I had to walk to the bus for high school, though, and that was a pretty significant walk to and from.
But I think I see little kids getting off the school buses. That means they must be busing them to elementary schools.
Yes.
So they've taken that aspect away. I'm not sure if that's maybe a safety issue there.
Well, we've kind of moved into an area of regional schools rather than neighborhood schools, ideally for the economic benefits of regional support. So the walk to school would be much longer.
So here's a suggestion. Park the school bus a few blocks away from the school.
There you go.
Okay.
I was thinking that you were going to suggest that maybe we need to rethink this whole busing picture, and then the bus manufacturers of the United States would rise up in arms and have to hire some very heavy duty support for legislation.
I always said if you're busing kids to a school because they have a better education at that school, I'd rather see you bus the teachers around to the different schools and let the kids stay in their own neighborhood.
Okay, so that idea of neighborhood bonding being good for a sense of belonging to something larger than you as an individual, larger than you as a family, and that interaction and support is very good for your health.
So before we run out of time today, we need to suggest a solution to extending our life expectancy because we're ranking 36 to 43 on a list of life expectancy compared to many other countries, yet we're spending twice as much money per person on this. So it's up to the individual to make the change. It's not for lack of money that we're not living longer. So those changes mean you have to get into a regular exercise. You got to really pay attention to the foods you're eating.
And you have to pay attention to the prior 3 days of Natural Doc Radio, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. That will support longevity.
And then lastly, you have to do testing to make sure that you're doing a good job for yourself. Because without testing, you don't know if you may be exercising, you may be eating, you may think you're doing it right, but the test may show that you're a little off course and you need to fix things a little bit more.
People are just going to get a CBC, a urinalysis, a chem panel when they see their doctor, and that isn't necessarily going to be very supportive of overall good health.
No, that has nothing to do with living longer. What you need to look at to live longer is your levels of inflammation, whether or not you're insulin resistant. Those are the areas you need to look at because those are the ones that have impact as to whether or not you develop serious illnesses, from heart disease to cancer to diabetes to high blood pressure to high cholesterol. All those diseases are associated with what you eat and how you live your lives, and you want to be checked. It's not a drug deficiency. People aren't living less in this country because of a drug deficiency situation.
What is the best way for someone to determine their inflammatory status, inflammation?
Well, there are several different ways of checking inflammation with blood tests, but the doctor has to order it. They're covered by insurance, but he doesn't want to take the time. He's not interested in really keeping people healthy because, as the statistics show, in this country, we're more than twice as willing to put you in the hospital for every little ailment than try to keep you healthy and out of the hospital.
Dr. Slavin, that music means that we are out of time. So to our listeners, you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamorelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.